Good morning, Dr. Schneider. Taking a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry report on patient Susan Ahern, A-H-E-R-N, this goes to Karen Cortis. On 5-4-22, Mrs. Ahern performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction, and there was a poor effort after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study, there's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Eddie Davis. This goes to Dr. Hiltz. So on 5-4-22, Mr. Davis performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period, prior to the only two bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period. No paragraph impression. Minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period. Next. Pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry report on Thomas Holcomb, H-O-L-C-O-M-B. And this goes to Natasha Anderson, FNP. Paragraph 15422, Mr. Holcomb performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there was very severe airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 10-26-21, there's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression, very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Charlotte Williams. This goes to Dr. Kramer. On 5-4-22, Mrs. Williams performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a